Welcome to this WebSphere Support Technical Exchange Ask the Expert session. Today's topic is getting the best from the CICS product documentation in the IBM Knowledge Center. My name is Kathy Kuhn, and this session will give you the opportunity to speak to our panel of experts on a variety of subjects related to today's topic. Moving on to slide two. In today's session, we will start off by introducing our panel of experts to you. We will then move on to give you a brief introduction to getting the best from the CICS product documentation in the IBM Knowledge Center. Next, our panel of experts will answer questions that they provided. Then we will open lines for live Q&A period. Finally, the session will end with a summary of today's session. Slide three. At this time, I would like to pass control over to Heather Seaton to begin the introduction of our panel of experts. Heather?
Hello, I'm Heather Seaton. I'm a technical author in the User Technologies Department in Hursley. I've been here since 2006, and I've been developing user information for Kix Transaction Server and Kix Explorer since June 2010. So over to Will.
Hello, I'm Will Meyrink. I've been with IBM since 1979, starting in hardware service and then moved to software service, where I've worked in Kix and MQ. And in 2011, I moved to the information department, and where I'm now writing. So I'll pass over to Jane.
Hello, my name's Jane Clark. I joined the User Technologies Department at IBM in Hursley in 2007. I have developed user information for the Kix or CICS portfolio. I'm most experienced in the Kix Tools portfolio and the Kix Transaction Gateway.
Hello.
Is that Alex?
Hello, my name's Alex Malkonian. I joined as an information developer for Kix in September last year, and since then my responsibilities have included planning, writing, and editing technical documentation. I've also led the migration of Kix documentation from information centers to the new IBM Knowledge Center platform, which launched a few months ago. That's Byron.
Hello, I'm Byron Baldwin. I'm an IBM advisory software engineer who has worked for CICS, CPSM, and Kix Tools Level 2 support in the Research Triangle Park for the past 15 years. I am currently responsible for providing technical support for IBM's worldwide customer base for these tools, for these products on the ZOS and VSC operating systems. Please proceed to slide four. In this presentation, we'll be talking about how to get the best from the Kix product documentation by using the IBM Knowledge Center. During the presentation, we will cover the new direction of including documentation about Kix in the IBM Knowledge Center. We will also discuss how to locate information about Kix in the IBM Knowledge Center, as well as the formats in which the documentation is delivered. Lastly, we will discuss how to obtain offline documentation and how to personalize the IBM Knowledge Center to meet your needs. At this point, I will pass the presentation over to Jane to start. Please proceed to slide five.
Question one. Why has the Kix product documentation moved to the IBM Knowledge Center? Please proceed to slide six. IBM received some feedback from a number of IBM customers that highlighted some issues with the Information Center. Some of these issues included the fact that there were too many individual information centers and other product knowledge sites to use when working with multiple IBM products. The IBM Knowledge Center has all the products in the same place and the same URL. These can include red books and white papers also. The user's experience of using multiple sites highlighted inconsistencies from one information center from another. So we thought this could be addressed with using the IBM Knowledge Center. The search people, the feedback said that the information center search was poor. The knowledge center is indexed in an entirely different way and has a much more complex search engine. This will be described later on in the presentation. Another feedback point was that information centers do not work well with mobile devices or don't work with mobile devices at all. And the potential within the IBM Knowledge Center is to be able to do so. You can also create your own custom collections of product documentation in a Knowledge Center. Please proceed to slide 7. Over to Heather.
Right. So question 2, how do I find the information I require in the KIX product information? Can we please proceed to slide 8? In the IBM Knowledge Center table of contents, you can see a main heading of KIX where you can access the KIX product documentation. This is currently organized into 3 categories: KIX Tool, KIX Transaction Gateway, and KIX Transaction Server. You can expand each category to see a list of links, shown in blue, to product information. For KIX Transaction Server, there is one link, but for KIX Tools, there are many. When you click a link, the family page for that product is shown. The left-hand side of this page lists the currently available versions of the product documentation. The center section provides links from IBM Knowledge Center to other useful sites, for example, product information, the support website, and even KIX on YouTube. The right-hand section provides a list of links to relevant developer works articles, red books, and white papers. When you click the link for a version of the product information, you see the navigation panel and welcome page for that version. You'll be able to see that the navigation here is very similar to that used for the KIX TS Information Center, so it should look familiar to previous users of the Information Center. It does have additional categories, the KIX Explorer and the associated plugins, KIX Feature Packs, and other special products such as Developer Trial and Value Unit Edition. The welcome page provides links from Knowledge Center to other useful sites and also links to hot topics in this release. Please proceed to slide 9. Search is very straightforward. Enter your search term in the search bar at the top of the page. Search now provides the type ahead function, and the search results are shown in the main section. By default, search is filtered by the current product set, and all the product search filters are shown below the search bar. So in this example, the search filter is KIX Transaction Server 5.2.0. You can use the options at the right-hand end of the search bar to save a search or to manage saved search queries. If you click on a link in the search results, you go to that topic, and the navigation shows the table of contents for that information. To go back to the search results, click the search results icon at the bottom of the navigation on the left-hand side. The search results section in the navigation shows further options to filter the search, for instance, the date range. And one use of the custom date range might be to look for topics that have changed since you last used the information. You can use the task filter to search all topics that are categorized by that task. And examples of these categories are administer the product, apply fixes, learn about, troubleshoot. And you can select multiple task categories. To search across more than one product, use the add a product option below the search bar. A list of products is shown and you can expand them and select the products and versions you want to search. For example, you might want to search the KIX 5.2 and the ZOS 1.13 information, or search KIX and WebSphere application server. You can combine filters. For example, you could set the task to install and use the add products option to search for installation topics across a number of different products. Finally, to leave the search results and go back to the main product documentation, simply click on table of contents in the navigation. Please proceed to slide 10. And Byron.
Question 3. Where are the PDF files you have been used to using. Please continue to slide 11. The PDF files are no longer hosted in the IBM Knowledge Center and in the way that they were in the Information Center, so that users can easily access the PDFs. In the product documentation section of the IBM Knowledge Center, there is a section labeled PDF, which contains links directly to the IBM Publication Center for each individual PDF. When you have clicked on the link and have navigated to the IBM Publication Center, you can download the PDF as shown on the next slide. I will pass the presentation on to Alex to address question 4.
Please continue to slide 13. Thank you, Byron. Okay, so question 4. What options are there for offline content like PDFs, and where can I download it from? Please proceed to slide 14. So the answer to this question is, as Byron just said, the PDFs are now hosted on IBM Publication Center, which is the single source of KICS product documentation in PDF format now. PDF links in the KICS documentation on the Knowledge Center now point at PDFs in the IBM Publication Center. A new feature of IBM Knowledge Center, however, is that it allows you to create personal collections which you can then export as PDFs, which we'll mention later. Downloadable information centers with documentation plugins included are also available at the IBM Publication Center, as previously. For anyone with self-hosted information centers already, the documentation plugins are available from the KICS-TS FTP site, which I have a link for on the next slide. In terms of future direction, we will be making a customer installable version of the IBM Knowledge Center available very shortly. This will come packaged with our content, with options to install any or all of the KICS product documentation, including transaction server, transaction gateway, and all of the KICS tools. Please proceed to slide 15. Here we have a list of links to some of the offline documentation sources for KICS transaction server 5.2 for a variety of platforms. The FTP site hosts all supported versions of the KICS-TS documentation as Java archive files, which are ready to drop into your pre-existing locally hosted information center. Additionally, the product documentation section of the KICS documentation in Knowledge Center is a new section that we've introduced in the 5.2 release. This section hosts the PDF library, which you should be familiar with, where you can find links to all the KICS PDF manuals for all releases in the IBM Publication Center. Finally, we plan to make the customer installable version of the IBM Knowledge Center available soon, and we will make sure to publicize this heavily within our documentation. I'll now hand over to Will for our final question today. Next slide, please, Kathy.
Thank you, Alex. Question 5 is, how do you personalize your information experience with Knowledge Center? There's several ways to do this. The most important probably is if you find yourself using the same topics, you want to be able to create a collection. This is a subset of the complete Knowledge Center, but it's tailored to your needs. See the slide 17. Yeah, as you can see in the screenshot there, I've created two collections. One is install, which contains all of my favourite installation topics, and another one called new stuff, which is all the new features in the latest release so that I can just access them whenever I need to. The adding topics to these collections is can be done in two different ways. You can do so from the contents in the navigation on the left, where you can simply right-click on it and select Save This Topic, or you can save the topic and all of its subtopics as well. You can also, if you're reading a particular topic, just click on the button to add it to My Collections. If you already have a collection, then you will be presented with a list of those names and you can add it to the one you want. Otherwise, you can create a new collection. You can also edit any of those collections by clicking on that. You can add and remove topics, or you can delete the entire collection if you wish. So it's very flexible. The other great advantage is that you can also create PDFs from your collections. Once you have it just the way you want, you can simply click Create a PDF file on the toolbar, and when the PDF is built, you're asked if you want to open it or download it. Another great advantage of Knowledge Center is that when you're viewing a topic, you can instantly see the same topic in a different release. At the bottom of the page, you'll see a small button that you can click called Other Versions. If this control is not available, then there are no other versions available for that topic. But otherwise, it'll present a list of all the versions that are available, and you simply select that and you can see instantly the topic in that version. There are also a comment facility at the bottom where you can add a comment to that particular topic. This can be a correction that you found, or you can even ask a question there. But you should be aware that all users can see your comments, so you should not be using any sort of information or proprietary information that you want to keep to yourself. In the future, there will also be a feedback button, which also on the lower frame, and that button will provide feedback just simply to us in IBM. It will not be visible to other people. Hand back to Kathy now. Please proceed to slide 19.
I'd like to thank the panel of experts for answering the pre-submitted questions, and now it's time to move on to the Q&A session. We do have one question that is in the group chat here, and it says, is CICS 5.2 docs not available in PDF?
Yes, the 5.2 docs are available in PDF. You can download them from the Publication Centre.
All previous versions are available in the Publication Centre.
That's correct, yes.
There is another question in here in the group chat. It says, came from William. If I create a collection on the server and I want to share the collection with another user, will there be a method for exporting my collection for sharing?
The current state of things is there is no sharing mechanism built into the IBM Knowledge Center other than you could share the PDF if you were to export it. It's certainly a feature that people have been interested in, and we'll see what happens on that.
But at the moment, the only thing you can do is create a PDF from that collection and then share that PDF.
The next question that's in the group chat is, will the customer installable version of Knowledge Collection be available for all products, or is that just a CICS statement?
So as far as the customer installable version of Knowledge Center is concerned, we are looking, as far as KICS is concerned, we're looking to implement that for KICS. We've been sort of on the bleeding edge of the Knowledge Center paradigm, if you will, and it's kind of a first step, and we're looking to get the Knowledge Center customer installable out relatively shortly, but we couldn't comment on whether other products are doing the same. Although in theory, if we were able to, if you downloaded what we were making available shortly, then there's no reason why you could take jars from other products and drop them in.
Okay. And as a follow-up to the question that had to do with the sharing the collections with other users, the question is, should I submit an RFE to request the ability to export or share?
There's absolutely no harm in submitting an RFE for that request. It would
Certainly show customer interest.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the next question, again, a follow-on to the customer installable version, how will it receive updates? Do we have to manually update it, or can we download it by itself?
So as far as updating the customer installable version, we're not sure what the mechanism would be yet, although there's certainly scope for it to be updated automatically, but I couldn't say that that's necessarily going to be the case. Manual updates of customer installable knowledge center should be a relatively trivial task anyway. So we'll see what happens with that.
The next question is, can you talk a little bit about the redirects from Information Center to Knowledge Center that have started to happen, i.e. 3.1 and 3.2 ICs are already redirected?
The redirection of the Information Centers to Knowledge Centers aren't technically within the scope of our team. They're with the Knowledge Center platform. And so we're hoping to see that all our documentation is redirected fully at some point, although we know that some of the information centers are still available online. In fact, at this point, we'd recommend that customers perhaps try to get used to the documentation in the Knowledge Center, since that is where it will end up.
The next question is in the group chat is, what do you do for supported releases of products that are not in the Knowledge Center?
They are all being migrated. We can only comment on what we've done with the Kix ones, and we have just finished moving 3.1 and 3.2 across.
Do we know of an example for that? I'm curious which products the questioner has in mind.
They have VSE 1.11. CICS CM2.1.
So DSC is outside the scope of this team. If the questioner wanted to contact me or any of our team via email, we could try and get some more information for them.
We can pass that on to the DSC team.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to bring up slide 3, just in the web conference that has the panel of experts and their email contact information there, if you need that. It also may be worth mentioning that the online information centers will not be available in the future, but the Knowledge Center is updated often. So I guess that's a statement.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct.
Okay. The next question is, has IBM been working on making Knowledge Centers accessible on other / older browsers? In some cases, links result in blank pages in IE, but work fine in Firefox.
So again, this is slightly outside the scope of this team to answer. I believe that Firefox is the supported browser for Knowledge Center. It would be worth checking, and we could make that information available to the questioner as to which versions precisely are supported, although I'm sure there's a list available.
As Alex said, we're in CICS, we are leading the way, so we are picking up a few of these teething problems, and we're reporting them back to the Knowledge Center people. So we are resolving the problems as we find them. But the actual Knowledge Center platform, that's not something that we have a great deal of control over. We can only report it back to the people responsible.
There are no questions over the phone.
At this point, we're going to move on to slide 21 for summary. Jane?
Okay. Thank you very much. very much for everybody who's listened to our presentation this afternoon. As Will said, here in KIX, we have been pioneering the use of the IBM Knowledge Center, and hopefully it will get stronger and stronger as the months go on. So in summary of our presentation, the KIX product documentation has moved from the Information Center to the Knowledge Center. The Knowledge Center is able to host many types of product information, which include multiple releases of the KIX CS product documentation and links to other types of product documentation. All the previous releases of all the KIX TS and all the KIX tools are still available in the IBM Publication Center. The documentation for all the IBM products can be accessed from the same Knowledge Center URL, and the Knowledge Center has an enhanced search with a range of filters, which I hope you'll find very useful. The IBM Knowledge Center also has the facility to create your own personal collections, which are stored in your own personal view and from which you can create PDFs. The IBM Publication Center still hosts the PDF and downloadable information centers. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jane, for that summary. At this time, we will conclude the Ask the Expert session. We hope the information presented today has been valuable to you, and we appreciate your participation. We hope you will join us for a future presentation, which will be announced on the Westphere Support Technical Exchange site. Sincere thank you again to the panel of experts for presenting today. You all have a great day.